This is Jackson Peterson, and I'm a sales agronomist for CHS Ag Services in Humboldt, Minnesota. We're pleased to bring you this update from the Red River Farm Network. CHS Ag Services, providing solutions for your success.
Good morning. Farm news time here on the Red River Farm Network. I'm Don Wick with Randy Conan. We'll have reports from Tyler Donaldson and Melissa Hammer as well. The forecast does not look good for planting progress across much of the country. The GFS weather models are calling for significant rainfall over the next 15 days in many areas where crops still need to be planted. In our region, there is rain happening across a large portion of South Dakota, pushing into western and southern Minnesota. The southern Red River Valley, portions of west central and northwestern Minnesota, could see as much as an inch of rain today into tomorrow morning. The National Weather Service says localized areas could receive 3 inches of rain. The system moves through tomorrow, but another shot of rain is expected Thursday and Friday. There could be a break Saturday before rain and thunderstorms return on Sunday. Temps will remain below average.
Well, as of Sunday, 70% of the U.S. corn crop has been planted. USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey says that is 1% below the five-year average.
You do have to remember that we still have the very slow, very wet 2019 planting season still in that five-year average. So that does skew that five-year average a little lower than the other 4 years in the five.
52% of the country's soybean crop is in the ground, just ahead of the average of 49% for this date. Spring wheat planting is estimated at 79%, far ahead of the five-year average of 65%.
According to USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service, 84% of North Dakota's topsoil moisture is considered adequate to surplus. Spring wheat planting is 33% complete, compared to 15% last year. 51% of the corn is planted with an emergence of 13%, ahead of last year's 24% planted, 3% emerged. Sugar beets are 97% planted, ahead of most years. Planting is 71% complete for the spring wheat, 60% for canola, 65% for barley, all well ahead of last year.
92% of Minnesota's topsoil moisture is rated adequate to surplus. 81% of the corn is planted, up from the five-year average of 74%. Soybean planting has passed the halfway mark, which is on par with average for this date. 91% of Minnesota's spring wheat is seeded, and emergence is at 67%. 80% of the potatoes, 23% of the sunflowers, 20% of the dry beans have been planted. The first cutting of alfalfa also has started on 3% of the acres.
In South Dakota's weekly crop progress report, 66% of the corn was planted, close to the 68% seen last year. 17% of the crop has emerged. Soybean planting is at 37%, behind last year's 48%. 7% emerged. Spring wheat conditions were 95% fair to excellent. 95% of the crop is planted. That is close to the 92% planted rate seen last year.
Wet field conditions expected to keep planting progress at a slow pace. Ag Resource Company analyst Ben Buckner expects very sluggish pace.
It looks very, very wet for the next 7 or 10 days. So I think probably you're talking about 10 million plus acres seeded in the month of June, which we don't know what that means, but ideally we like to have that planted, you know, by the middle of May. So I think it's all weather.
And Buckner thinks funds are covering short positions and maybe even taking some new long positions.
In as much as the CFTC report matters, you know, we were a little surprised to see funds had not covered the short position entirely. And I don't think it's done today. You know, there may be another couple of days left before that thing gets to zero. And establishing new longs, I mean, that's the big question. So you've got a high interest rate environment, very, very strong stock market. Generally, that correlates to kind of a dull or you know, not a lot of participation in the ag markets. But I think you do have kind of stories. Again, if wheat, world wheat surplus is the smallest it's ever been this year, and if you've got things like, you know, stunt disease impacting Argentine corn, you know, developing pretty major drought in Mexico, our largest trading partner, I think there is enough of a story that I think we probably will see some modest length prior to knowing what July weather is, at least in the United States.
USDA reports two new dairy herds have reported outbreaks of H5N1, one in Michigan, one in Idaho. It's also been detected in two domestic cats in South Dakota. Neither were from poultry or dairy farms. Reporting Agriculture's Business, you're listening to the Red River Farm Network.
Tuesday Farm News on the Red River Farm Network. The Minnesota legislative session ended with a bang. According to Minnesota Corn Growers Association Senior Public Policy Director Amanda Billick, it was an atypical conclusion, one she had never seen before.
I've been working in state policy for about 20 years. And there, every session is always a little unique, but I would say that maybe what we saw in the final hour and a half, 2 hours of session is not something that I had witnessed before. Putting so many different things together, if I can say good news, is that there was the ag bill did get done, and there are some good things in there for agriculture that we are happy to see get finalized and be in the final bill.
And both the ag and environmental bills were passed.
That was one of the things that we were concerned about. The ag bill didn't get done, but the environment bill did. That was going to be sort of uneven, thinking about sort of what is needed to kind of do some of the work for agriculture kind of across the state. I would mention in the agriculture bill, some of the things that did get done that we were relieved and happy to see included was the renewal of AFRAC. That was renewed for 5 years. There was an additional $2.8 million specifically for nitrate home water treatment. It could be reverse osmosis, new wells, specifically targeted at southeast Minnesota using some general fund dollars, and then also targeting in southeast Minnesota an additional $495,000 for some additional dollars for the soil health equipment assistance program.
In the first round of funding under the Regional Agricultural Promotion Program, USDA is allocating $300 million to 66 U.S. organizations to help strengthen export markets. Red River Farm Network farm broadcaster Tyler Donaldson has more.
In October of 2023, Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack launched RAP, which authorized $1.2 billion in Commodity Credit Corporation funding that would help expand export markets for U.S. agriculture in regions with growing consumer demand.
We're very pleased to announce the first round of funding under the new Regional Agricultural Promotion Program as part of USDA's commitment under the Biden-Harris administration to create more new and better markets at home and abroad. At that time, we authorized $1.2 billion in Commodity Credit Corporation funding to help American agricultural exporters diversify their footprint beyond traditional and established markets. We've long been a global leader in food and agricultural exports, but nearly 60% of our exports go to just four markets, China, Mexico, Canada, and the European Union. And as we've seen in recent history, there are devastating consequences if we rely on just a few large markets.
According to Secretary Vilsack, the United States remains committed to current customers around the world, but expanding into other markets is a priority.
So setting our sights on new growth opportunities in places like Africa, Latin America, and Southeast Asia, where opportunities are significant and where U.S. exporters may not have yet established a firm foothold.
The initial round of funding will help organizations carry out hundreds of projects impacting a variety of products and new markets.
In November, the Foreign Agricultural Service began accepting applications for the first $300 million of RAP funding. We prioritized three areas, Africa, Latin America, and the Caribbean, and South and Southeast Asia, and specifically set aside $25 million to fund activities in Africa, which has some of the fastest growing economies, but the lowest level of U.S. export market investment of any region in the world. And today, I'm pleased to share that this funding will go to over 60 partner organizations that will help build demand for U.S. farm and food exports in high potential markets around the globe.
For the Red River Farm Network, I'm Tyler Donaldson.
Tugboats have moved the container ship that caused the bridge collapse in Baltimore. That incident happened 2 months ago, and more cleanup needs to happen before the port can be fully reopened.
USDA's weekly export inspection report shows corn exports of 1.2 million metric tons during the week ending May 16th. That's 20% more than the previous week, but 9% less than the same week last year. Soybean inspections of 184,000 metric tons are 57% less than the previous week, but 8% more than during this same time a year ago. Wheat inspections of 206,000 metric tons are 46% less than the previous week, 53% less than the same week a year ago. For the marketing year, corn inspections are 28% ahead of last year's pace. Soybean inspections are down 17%, Wheat inspections are 6% less than where we were 1 year ago. Reporting Agriculture's Business, you're in tune with the Red River Farm Network.
Good morning. Welcome to Inside Agriculture on the Red River Farm Network. The North Dakota State University North Central Research Extension Center in Minot named Lacey Quayle as the new Livestock Management Specialist. Red River Farm Network farm broadcaster Melissa Hammer has more.
Lacey Quayle got her master's and doctorate at Texas A&M, where she studied reproduction management and beef production. Quayle is excited to work with Extension to help producers.
What I'm excited about really boils down to using what I've been given and using what I've learned to help others and to be a resource for others to reach out to for that information as we work to plan new extension programs. And the county agents and the research extension centers, we're all working towards a common goal of increasing livestock production in North Dakota. And I think we have a really great community here that includes a lot of really incredible county extension agents and the stakeholders of North Dakota and the producers that I'm really just excited to work together.
Quayle also sees potential in the existing crop operations.
There are a lot of existing cropping operations that we want to try and use those resources to the best of our ability, right? And so how we can provide resources and be a source of education so that producers know how maybe integrating livestock into that cropping system could benefit not only their land and their resource, but, you know, economically, that's something that can benefit their operation as well. So that's a really huge area, and it takes a lot of breaking that down. But that's one area I think is going to be really important to focus on in this position.
This is Melissa Hammer reporting for the Red River Farm Network.
April milk production totaled 19 billion pounds nationwide. That's down 0.4% from a year ago. In South Dakota, milk production rose 12.3% with an addition of 23,000 cows to the state dairy herd. Minnesota milk production was down a fraction of 1%, cow numbers dropping by 8,000 head. Checking markets, we have Minneapolis wheat mixed. The July contract down a penny at 738 and a quarter. The September contract a half cent higher. Chicago wheat a penny higher for July, and hard red winter wheat, same contract, down a penny. The corn market in the red, down 3 cents for July, 457 and a half. New crop corn down 2 1/4. Soybeans July 9 3/4 lower at 1238 and a quarter. November new crop beans down by 5 3/4 cents. On the farm calendar, the North Dakota Public Service Commission has a series of public hearings regarding the Summit Carbon Solutions Pipeline. Their next hearing will be Friday. That'll be held in Wahpeton. It is a 9 a.m. start. They also have a session coming up on June 4th in Linton, North Dakota. The North Dakota Grazing Lands Coalition has an event coming up at Denby, North Dakota, west of Rugby. That'll be held on May 28th, again put on by the North Dakota Grazing Lands Coalition. Have yourself a great day. You're listening to the Red River Farm Network.